Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani, and I'm giving you a courtesy callback from customer service. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, is this buysubliminalgadgets.com?
And I don't know what you have on the account just yet. I don't have any information pulled up. Just need to get a little bit more information from you to pull that account up to see what's going on, okay?
What do you need?
The zip code.
33541.
That was 33541?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Can I get the first and last name on the account?
Sure. Mary Pillen.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Pillen. Can you verify your address for me?
37625 Amigo Drive, Zephyr Hills, Florida, 33541.
All right, thank you. I have located the account here for the Vibe watch.
It was a watch?
Mm-hmm. You ordered a watch back in December where you paid the postage of, I'm sorry, it was November, November 16th, and you paid the postage price of $7.92.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you placed that original order, there were some terms and conditions, Ms. Pillen, that you did have to agree to when you placed that order, which entailed a 14-day trial period for you to go ahead and try that watch out. And being that the account didn't get canceled within the trial, it bills you the full price for the watch received, which is $59.97.
Well, I did not want this watch. I thought that it was just, I was going to give it to somebody. It was just a promotion thing. I had no idea what was attached to it. I can send the watch back. I'd gladly do that. I do not want to pay $59.97 for it. I haven't even really tried using it.
Okay. Now, as far as any returns, Ms. Pillen, we don't have a return policy, and you're welcome to go ahead and keep the watch. Now, did you go forward with disputing the charges for the $7.92 and the $59.97?
$59.97 was charged on my charge, and I didn't know what it was for. And the other amount you're talking about, I don't know. What was that? Oh, $7.92?
Yes, ma'am.
I've got something on here. Yes, I do have a charge for $7.92.
Yes, ma'am. And the $59.97, that is the full retail price for the watch. But did you go forward with disputing the charges with your card company or your bank?
Yes, I did, and it looks like it was credited.
Okay. However, it was credited back. You have a charge back on your account.
Yes, I do.
But so they issued a refund, and then they actually reissued the money back to the account.
Yes, they did, because I have a credit for $59.95 and $7.92.
Yeah, so it's per those terms and conditions that were in agreement while you're being billed.
Okay. Am I going to be billed for any more?
No, ma'am. That's a one-time billing.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. I'm so sorry to bother you.
No, ma'am. That's okay.
I did not see on my billing where it had been credited.
But it was credited, but you were billed again, Ms. Pillen, so you didn't get a refund for those two charges. What happened with the account is called a chargeback. When you went forth with disputing the charge, they gave you a temporary credit, which was $7.92 and $59.97. But it looks like they got the account from us and saw that you were in agreement with the terms and conditions as far as setting up the account. So they reissued those credits back to this account.
Well, I want that taken care of. I had no idea. I'm getting to the point where I'm not paying any kind of an amount to get into it, like the $7.92 or whatever it was, the free watch.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
Unfortunately, we can't refund it. Once the bank, we don't overturn the bank's decision. They reissued these credits back to the account. So as far as if you're looking for a refund to them, you'll need to contact them back, and they can further explain to you why. You have a charge back on your account.
Well, I only see one, and it says buy subliminal dispute credit.
Right, but also they put it back.
Well, I'm not happy about this at all, and I don't go along with your practice at all. These things are hidden, and you don't know they're even there. You don't even know what you're getting into. I can report it to the Better Business Bureau or whatever I have to do.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to further assist you. This is something that you'll have to take up with your bank.
Well, it hasn't been put back onto my, well, I guess it was. But I don't see where, I see where it was taken off. What was the original time frame when I did get it to begin with?
The original date that you placed the order was back in November on the 16th. But you were billed on December the 4th.
Okay. How do I close this out?
The account is already canceled out. There's
right.
No additional billings to come forward or additional shipments.
But I think it should be reported to the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous. And I will do that. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I may help you with?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.